Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on the Interpublic Group of Companies, a global leader in marketing and advertising services. IPG operates a vast network of agencies that provide services like media buying, public relations, digital marketing, and creative advertising to clients worldwide. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the advertising and marketing sector. Let's dive in.
The Interpublic Group has built a strong presence in the advertising industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the bandwagon effect and confirmation bias influence their decision-making, particularly in client strategies and campaign development?
The bandwagon effect is likely to influence IPG decision-making, especially in client strategies and campaign development. This bias can lead the company to follow industry trends or adopt popular marketing tactics simply because others are doing so rather than because it's the best strategy for a particular client. While this can help ensure that IPG remains current and relevant, it may also result in missed opportunities for innovation or tailored solutions that better meet client needs. Confirmation bias is another key factor where the company might favor date or creative ideas that align with their existing beliefs or past successes, potentially overlooking new approaches that could be more effective. This can lead to a reliance on familiar strategies, which may not always be the best fit in a rapidly changing digital landscape.
This focus on following industry trends and relying on proven strategies has helped IPG maintain its leadership position, appealing to clients who value established expertise and consistent results.
Exactly. IPG's emphasis on staying aligned with industry trends and leveraging their experience in successful campaigns has built a strong reputation in the advertising industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to explore new and innovative approaches to ensure they continue to deliver cutting-edge solutions for their clients.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at the Interpublic Group of Companies. As a global advertising network, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for IPG, given their role in shaping brand messages and reaching diverse audiences around the world. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is essential for creating authentic and resonant advertising campaigns. A diverse workforce can help IPG better understand the cultural nuances and preferences of different demographic groups, leading to more effective and inclusive marketing strategies. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining the creative and strategic talent needed in the advertising industry.
Investors are definitely considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like advertising, where understanding and representing diverse audiences is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, IPG not only strengthens its ability to create impactful and inclusive campaigns, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible marketing. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top creative talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, the Interpublic Group operates in a rapidly evolving advertising and media landscape. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
IPG's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the advertising industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with adopting new technologies or creative approaches. The bandwagon effect might make IPG more inclined to adopt popular industry trends or technologies, but they also recognize the importance of tailoring their strategies to meet the unique needs of each client. This requires a careful assessment of market trends, technological advancements, and consumer behaviors to ensure that their strategies are both effective and sustainable.
This adaptability is key for IPG, especially as they face competition from both traditional advertising agencies and newer, more tech-driven digital marketing firms. Their ability to navigate these challenges is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. IPG's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established expertise, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their clients and investors value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing consumer behaviors.
Now, let's compare the Interpublic group of companies to other players in the advertising and marketing sector, like Omnicom Group, WPP, and Publicis Group. How do IPG behavioral finance dynamics differ?
IPG dynamics are often compared to other advertising giants like Omnicom Group, WPP, and Publicis Group, particularly in their approach to innovation, client relationships, and market adaptation. IPG emphasis on staying current with industry trends and leveraging their global network appeals to clients looking for comprehensive and reliable marketing services. Omnicom Group, with its strong focus on integrated marketing communications, appeals to those interested in a holistic approach to brand management. WPP, known for its data-driven marketing strategies and digital expertise, offers a more tech-centric approach, while Publicis Group's emphasis on digital transformation and customer experience appeals to investors looking for innovation in the advertising industry. IPG focus on balancing trend adoption with tailored client strategies provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of following industry trends too closely without sufficient differentiation.
And unlike WPP or Publicis Group, which have a stronger focus on digital and data-driven strategies, IPG's strength lies in its ability to leverage its global network and industry expertise to deliver consistent, high-quality results for its clients.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For IPG, the focus on maintaining industry leadership while staying adaptable to market trends provides a unique value proposition in the advertising sector.
To sum up, the Interpublic group of companies' approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their client strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives IPG stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. I'm gonna go get some more.